good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
One, two, three.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's Saturday morning. Thanks again for being a customer of Year Round Carnival. We're talking business. We've got the mouth guard in. We're walking into the Octagon, and it's Vince Accardi from Daily Sectionals. Good morning, mate.
Hey, good morning, Raphael. Yeah, the Octagon. So you've been watching some fights.
Oh, well, I know what your mindset's like in a race morning, so
that's good.
We're going to do it, and hopefully it's a good result. Okay, we'll start with the Australian Cup before we have a look at Rose Hill. Conditions look perfect at Flemington. Yesterday, you were leaning towards Pride of Jenny. I see in the markets the support for a tissue has actually been quite sustained. Obviously, got a fantastic Flemington profile. Market says Mr. Brightside, high twos, low Pride of Jenny, low threes, and about $5 range a tissue. What's your final thoughts, race morning?
I'm sort of right now, I haven't decided if it's Brightside or Pride of Jenny. I really want to see how they parade to make the last call. The reality is, everything looks like you can. Going to be able to get set on either one. That's the way I'm seeing it. It's highly unlikely that that's not going to happen. And they're going to be almost like where the majority of my betting happens for a place. They're going to be almost identical, right? There's not going to be too much of a gap between them, maybe 5 cents. It's not going to be a lot. So I thought, okay, they're both genuine. Realistically, they're A-grade bets, Ralphie. So the mounting yard will make that final call whether I go Pride of Jenny or Brightside.
Okay, let's have a look at Rose Hill. What's your thoughts on how this track's going to play now that you've heard some communication from the track managers and whoever you have had to speak to yesterday?
I still couldn't believe they even came up soft five, you know, like...
Yes.
I know.
I've worked it out. They actually said about the penetrometer mid fives. Well, in Melbourne, the penetrometer is generally about 9 or 10. So that's root structure. So that comes with overwatering and not having the same depth that we have here in Melbourne.
Yeah, and there might be a slight variation, shoot versus course proper.
Yep.
That could be a variation, but realistically, no rain, no nothing. How is it not going to end up being a good four? I mean, that's the way I'm seeing it. And I, you know, believe that those lanes are going to be firmly in play, and I'm going to be looking for horses that are going to get away from the fence, not going to have any issues at all being on midfielders or even back markers, unless I feel that's just impossible pace-wise.
Okay, as we say all the time, please get out your final edition of Race Speed Profiles that you get with your purchase of today's work, be it as a top-up of a Daily Sectionals customer or just buying this as a standalone product. We start with the Midway, and it's a low-confidence race, Vince. Anything to add beyond what you've written here with your Race Speed Profiles of in as far as going forward today?
No, for me, it's just going to be all getting back down. I'll be looking forward to watching the race and just seeing how that track plays. But, you know, I have zero interest other than that. I mean, of course, I'm always interested in how horses perform. But from a business point of view, I'm not even remotely interested.
All right. And so for the sake of Sega, Black Duke, Fieldbury and Brimstone, let's have a look at the staying race here. There wasn't much between Zarek and Renaissance Woman. In fact, the nose, as we discussed yesterday, last prep, Serpentine's going to lead, and he's a shocker. Is one that you're thinking could be some value opportunities. What's your mindset as far as playing in the race?
Yeah, right now, Ralphie, I still am pretty much leaning between Zarek and Renaissance. And again, I've got a situation here. I can't split the two. I feel that it's going to be one or the other. Well, for me, high probability. I've marked them both a score of above 80% getting in the top three, and that's my expectation. Serpentine, it's a little bit of an enigma in terms of what could happen pace-wise. That's really the only issue I can see there. Betting-wise, they're both technically worthy of A-grade bets, but we could end up with all horses in no man's land in terms of lanes. This is a high probability. So I'm just saying to myself, this is going to be a genuine C-grade bet, and it's going to be the one or the nine.
So your mindset, just for people wanting that insight, will it be on price or will it just be based on parade? And if they parade well, that's the way you'll go?
It's going to get down to parade because I don't believe anyone's going to take advantage of the lanes in this small field.
Right. So Serpentine leads them up, but that doesn't mean that he's disadvantaged if nothing spreads out.
Correct.
Yep. Okay, race three, for the sake of saying it, Anode linebacker Odison Somalian, but it's a low conference race, and again, you're happy to watch.
Yeah, impossible for me to get going. I'm surprised, like, how short linebacker is, though. That's, like, crazy. I wish this was a different race, because that's the sort of horse I would have taken on to back something else and just give me extra, you know, value, but it's not a race that I'm going to be interested in.
Yeah, well, it's $1.90 with a big boom on it, but it, as you often say, just because you don't want to take the price doesn't mean you like something to beat it.
No, no, absolutely not. No, yeah. Exactly.
Okay, low to moderate conference here with race four, and that's and Y-Mark is the favourite, and unsurprisingly off a good win last start, low threes. Mid fours is sort of probably more $4 range is Kintyre. You're quite keen on Y-Mark yesterday. Why have you sort of downgraded that? With
yeah, sort process? Of gone a little bit cold, Ralphie. I'm not sure what's going to happen lane-wise with this horse. I've got this feeling this horse could most likely not get in the lanes. And not that, and this is no knock on Tommy Berry. It's just the way that race is going to be run. I just don't see it happening. I don't see Tommy Berry going 6 to 8 off the fence to start looking at those lanes, turning for home, because this horse is going to be right there. And it's just going to be obvious that this horse is going to shoot up the straight, maybe 3-4 off the fence, and could be just a sitting duck. So I've just gone cold for that reason. Not enough for me to get excited. And there is possibly four horses that could come into the race if Tommy doesn't take the lanes.
Whereas you've put Salt Coast second, and that's probably an opportunity for J-Mac to get in those lanes.
He's a much bigger chance, but his profile's just not good enough for me, and I've marked the probability with that horse 60-70%, but you're right, J-Mac, big chance of getting in the lanes.
So the one yesterday, really, compared to the market that you were quite keen on, was Vienna Princess, and again, we always say you keep the place on side. So the Emancipation is an open race as far as the market's concerned. Macarena's the favourite at $4, but in the markets, Ruthless Dane, Hinged, and Vienna Princess around about $6, $7. So Zalentia around about that $6. So there's five horses at $7 or under, but you think that creates an opportunity for Vienna Princess?
It really does. I mean, Regan's not in the greatest to form at the moment. So that's a little bit of a challenge for me, because I would have been keen to be more aggressive on this horse, because it just profiles superbly. And it's like this. If it was Tommy Berry, J-Mac, or even Tim Clark, or even, no, not Jamie Clark, but those are Jamie Carr, the other three, this would be an A-grade bet for me, but now it's a C-grade because of the rider. Just, I'm not saying the rider can't do the job, but he's just not like completely on the ball, and for that reason I have to be a bit cautious. But this horse, I feel, is a big chance of being in the money, and it's only going to be, you know, bad riding that's going to stop this horse from getting in the money.
Race six, the Star Kingdom. Again, we've got a nice open race, and hopefully that creates an opportunity. So in the market here, around about that $6 range, you've got Libertad, you've got Shinzo, Zoo Tigers, $7. We didn't really mention him yesterday, and Hawaii 5-0. Final thoughts, race morning. You liked Hawaii 5-0 yesterday, and you've got it most advantage.
I do. I mean, it is drawn the inside, so I'm not sure what Nash is going to do. Hopefully he's going to be on the ball like he can be and look to peel going into the lanes in the home straight. That's what I'm hoping for. Cole Crusher's pretty straightforward. It's going to be a horse that's going to go forward, and Adam Hieronymus, like I said, he's going to be hit and miss whether he goes on the, you know, like if he sees patterns happening early, then he'll probably look to shift out. If he doesn't, then I don't know what he's going to do. He's probably just going to stay close to the fence, and that's probably going to cost the horse a length. And Shinzo, well, you made it pretty clear about like what the story was with that horse. So the way I sit right now, I'm really just going to wait for a yard parade, and I'm going to chance my arm with Hawaii 5-0, C-grade bet maximum. If there wasn't going to, if we were in the lane, the track the way it was last week, I would go Cold Crusher. But just the way it is, Adam versus Nash, and both of them were going to be C-grade bets. So I'm going to be with Hawaii 5-0 unless it's a bad parade.
High confidence race for the Vinery, the first of the group ones. Orchestral is $1.65 favourite. Sardozy out to as much as $5. And further out to Autumn Angel. We mentioned Tutu La Vida yesterday for multis. It was $26 then. Good to see a little bit of money there for it at 14. So for those who expect, good on you. But your high confidence, Vince, I dare say, is based on it's a great place opportunity for Sardozy with a little bit on the win.
Yeah, I'm really happy. And, of course, I'll be delighted if it can beat the New Zealander, because that's just going to be a bonus. And I was looking just before, there might be a little bit of a challenge in terms of, you know, where this price actually ends up, right? But the reality is, for me, it's an A-grade bet. I want to back this horse. And unless I see these early races and the track's just an absolute mess, which is not, I'm just making this up, Ralph.
Yeah.
The bottom line is, it would take something really bad of me not to want to be aggressive on this horse. I want to back this horse, and probably one of my better goes for me today. And it's well priced.
Yep. Okay. So that's been underlined there in the Tancred. What's your thoughts, race morning? Since yesterday, we discussed Tom Kitten's out of the race, post-impressionist. The different setup, I guess, will be week to week. Goes from a pretty high-pressure race where it was fantastic, and is the pressure going to be as much today?
Well, the no pressure, when a horse could be flat, you know, or some technicals around there might be some flatness around, that actually only aids the horse. It is simply going to be too good for this field, but I won't be backing it, Ralph. It's going to be very, very tight, and it's highly unlikely it's even going to get near 130. I mean, yeah, I don't want to back anything to beat it. And the reality is, for me, is it's I've already sort of marked that I'll be watching, because I just don't believe it's going to happen price wise.
Okay, and probably ditto. Well, I say that, ditto another will, but gee, it's a big field and it's out to even money, another will. So what's your thoughts race morning here?
This is another scenario. I definitely don't want to back any other horse to remotely tackle it, but how are you going to get on? People can get on. I mean, just me, because I'm just talking about me, right? It's a borderline possibility that this...
Will you play if you get $1.30 the place?
No.
$1.40?
No. I've already made a decision that I'm just going to watch the race.
Okay, yep.
But no, I won't be backing the horse, but I definitely have no interest in anything else, even though there's a few horses that have got good profiles. In the end, when I did the work, they were like, let's say Von Hake was only coming up with a score of 60%, Armour Victorious is coming up with a score of 60%, and they both got problems in... Firstly, Armour Victorious, what's the rider going to do? Just going to stay near the fence, right?
Yep.
That costs you one length straight away. I don't like that. The other one with Marklund on board, it's there, but just the profile's not like on point, and just leaves him with another will, and I actually don't want to back the horse just yet.
Right. Okay, last race here, final thoughts. Race morning, as I said, moderate confidence here. Gringotts, we really investigated this year. So it's second favourite behind Well O'Dowd. I dare say it's favourite to be in the lanes.
It is. The bottom line for me is, what's J-Mac going to do from the draw? Where's he going to sit? Is he going to slot in? Or is the horse going to get a little bit too far back? And I don't want to touch anything else in the race. So for that reason, I said, I'm passing. I'm not going to risk my money. There's an opportunity to make some good money today, and I don't have to give any back just through error, pilot errors.
Apologies. Yeah, Gringotts is actually favourite, low threes, and yep. Willowed is low fours. In summary, Vince, it looks like it's a bit of a shoulders back situation for you on Zardozi, and the other plays you'll be looking at, it will be Hawaii 5-0 and Vienna Princess on a lower outlay basis.
Yeah, correct. And then we've got the one in Victoria. There's a couple of nice races in Victoria, so I see myself getting on a couple of other races there, so it's good.
Lovely. Once again, appreciate you being a customer of Year Round Carnival. Best of luck with your plays and have a great Easter weekend.